to rock except our God.
Prepare yourselves. For the next hour, you will experience rock and roll for your soul. Music so intense, you will find yourself asking,
is this really Christian?
Yes, it is. And now, for the host of My Dad Rocks, here is Pastor Alan Ward.
Hey, welcome to My Dad Rocks, where we play rock and roll for your soul. You know, people are searching. People are looking for something. They're searching for things to make them happy, something to satisfy them, to make their lives meaningful, to make them enjoyable. And they turn to so many things that are worthless, things that can never give them what they're looking for. But on this show, we try to play music that offers you the solution, that offers you what you're looking for. We try to play the things that will show you the way to real and lasting happiness and to true satisfaction and peace and to an abundant life, a superior kind of living. So I hope you'll listen today and have an open heart and listen to what the message of the bands has to say and also what I will be sharing with you from the scriptures. You know, today we're looking at a verse out of Mark 8:38. It says this, "For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will also be ashamed of him when he comes in the glory of his Father and with the holy angels." Now, I hope that you're not ashamed of Christ today, but I know many are. We're going to talk about that. And the first band we have today is Lou Graham, who is the former lead singer for Foreigner, and he sings a song called Baptized by Fire.
Things I cannot see when no one is watching me. I caught sight of heaven and the streets of gold. It's gonna take some time.
Baptized by fire, caught up on fire.
Baptized by Fire, Lou Gramm, former lead singer of Foreigner. I always loved Foreigner back in the day. In fact, after I became a Christian, I Christianized all their songs. I had Christian lyrics for all their songs. And lo and behold, Lou Gramm becomes a Christian, and now he's putting out Christian albums. Pretty incredible story there. But you know what? He sang in that song. He said, "I saw a light from heaven. It shone all around me. Lord, now I know you're the one." He said, "I caught sight of heaven and the streets of gold." And then he ended up praying, "Oh Lord, heal my wounded soul." You know, when somebody sees the glory of God in the face of Christ, they will at the same time see their own wounded soul. They'll see their sinfulness and their total unworthiness in the light of God's glory. You know, Peter, who was a fisherman, heard the word of God as Jesus taught the crowds from his boat. And after Jesus got finished teaching, he told Peter to put out into the deep water and let down his nets for a catch. And Peter did so, and they caught so many fish that the nets began to break. And guess what Peter did? This is what he did in Luke 5, verse 8. He said, "But Simon Peter saw it." When he saw it, he fell down at Jesus' feet or knees and said, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." You see, Peter saw the glory of Christ, and when he saw that, he saw at the same time his own sinfulness, his own unworthiness, and he knew that he wasn't worthy of Jesus. But Jesus didn't condemn him. Instead, he told him not to be afraid. And we can learn something from this, and that is this. If you see and confess your unworthiness and turn from your sin and trust in Jesus Christ, then you have no reason to fear his judgment. But if you do not see your sinfulness and total unworthiness, and if you do see it, but you don't put your trust in him, if you do not commit your life to Christ, then you have reason to fear his judgment. Well, Peter saw his sin and unworthiness, but listen to how he and his companions responded to Jesus. It says in verse 11 of Luke chapter 5, "And when they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him," that is Jesus. You see, if you see the glory of God in the face of Christ, you too will leave everything behind and follow him. And you will cry out and ask God to heal your wounded soul, just like Lou Gramm did. You'll surrender yourself to Jesus Christ and start living for him instead of yourself, and you will become a witness for him.
Down. All my thoughts are so gonna burn.
ex-sinner with Lift Him Up. And you know, if you become a Christian, that's what you'll want to do. You want to lift up His name, and you'll become what our next band sings about. Here's Allies with Rock and Roll Angel. Hey, that was Allies with Rock and Roll Angel. It's thinking about a man who was passionate about God. Now, there are some people who have the idea that a little bit of God is good, but too much is bad. And they'll acknowledge that God exists, and you know, they'll offer up a token prayer every now and then, and they may even darken the door of a church every once in a while, but they don't think they should get all worked up and obsessed about God. They don't believe they should get all crazy. Let me ask you a question. If you're a skipper and you're looking for a crew, who do you want to work for you? Do you want a guy who is not all that committed, someone who says, you know, fishing, I could take it or leave it? Is that the kind of guy, you know, that you want on your crew? Is it a guy that you're not quite sure you can count on? No, you don't want a guy like that. I don't think so. You know, what you want is the kind of guy who's totally committed to fishing. Somebody you know is going to do exactly what you tell them to do when you tell them to do it. That's what you're looking for. And it doesn't matter if it's an athletic team. If you're a coach looking for an athlete, you want an athlete that's totally committed. If you're in some other business or profession, you want somebody that's committed. That's who you want to work for you. That's who you want to play for you. Well, if we understand that and demand that from those who work for us, then how is it that we can't understand that God expects and demands the same thing from those who would serve Him? And we don't really have to wonder whether or not that's true, if God really wants us to be totally committed to Him, because Jesus has said as much. When He was asked what was the most important commandment, the greatest commandment, Jesus said in Mark 12:30, He said, "And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength." Now that sounds like, to me, God has commanded us to be devoted to Him 110%. That's total commitment from God. Now, when you strive to obey this commandment to love God with all that you are, you're going to look different. You're going to talk different. You're going to act differently than most people. You're going to look like a radical. Hey, that was DeGarmo and Key with Radical. They sang about how Jesus was radical and how some people thought he was crazy. And they also talked about how those who follow him will look like radicals too. You know, Jesus spoke about what other people thought about him. He said this in Luke 7:33-35. It says, "For John the Baptist," he said, "has come eating no bread and drinking no wine, and you say he has a demon. The Son of Man has come eating and drinking, and you say, behold, a gluttonous man and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is vindicated by all her children." You know, they thought Jesus was actually an evil person. That's what some of them thought. And you know what? Some people actually think that way about Christians. They think they're actually evil, and they can't stand them. It's happened before, and it'll happen again. Jesus said in Matthew 10:25, he said this, "It is enough for the disciple that he become like his teacher and a slave like his master. If they've called the head of the house Beelzebub, how much more will they malign the members of his household?" If we belong to Christ, if we're truly saved, then inevitably we're going to experience some level of hatred. Why? Well, because Jesus causes divisions among women and men. You know, Jesus said in Matthew 10:34, "Do not think that I came to bring peace on the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I came to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's enemies will be the members of his own household. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me." Boy, Jesus said some hard things there in Matthew 10:34-37. Even in your family, you will experience this division. Why? Well, because if you're following Jesus Christ, you'll have to obey him and stand for the truth. And that means that somewhere down the line, you're going to do things or not do things, or you're going to say things or not say things that's going to basically put a conflict, create tension between you and your family member who may not be a Christian. And sometimes you may even have to choose between doing what your family wants you to do and doing what Christ wants you to do. And we've already seen just now what Jesus thinks about that. If you choose your family or your friends or anything else above Christ, then you're not worthy of him, which means you can't have him. And if you can't have him, you're lost. When a person truly becomes a Christian, though, it can sometimes feel like you're taking on the whole world. And that's what Guardian sings about in their song, "Taking on the World."
Been riding 10,000 miles, memories been
Hey, Guardian, taking on the world. You know, to be a follower of Jesus Christ is to be at odds with the world because the world doesn't follow Jesus Christ. And conversely, those who follow the world are at odds with God. The Apostle James says in James 4:4, "You adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is hostility towards God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God." You see, you don't have to go out and become a devil worshiper to be an enemy of God. You don't have to do that. All you have to do is just try to be friendly with the world, to try to get all that you want to get out of this world and live for this world only. That makes you an enemy of God. You don't have to curse God or blaspheme Him or be angry at God. All you have to do is just be friendly with the world. And that means that you're hostile towards God, that you're an enemy of God. Now, if you're not going to live that way, you've got to be very bold. You're going to be very bold and courageous to swim against the current of the world. But the Bible tells us that those who are truly righteous are bold. In Proverbs 28:1, it says this, "The wicked flee when no one is pursuing, but the righteous are bold as a lion." And that's something that X-Center sings about in another song we're going to play from them by them. It's called "Stepping on Toes." Center stepping on toes. You know, they sang in that song, "I see what you want me to be, but I don't care what you suppose. You know, that's we live for what other people think all the time. You know, we're always doing that. It's called the fear of man. We always try to fit in and try to look like everybody else and do everything. And that song was about how they're not going to do that. And Jesus said this in Mark 8:38, "For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will also be ashamed of him when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." You know, Jesus talked about those who would not enter the kingdom of heaven. And you know who some of those people were? Listen to what he said in Revelation 21:8. He says, "But for the cowardly." Did you hear that? The cowardly, those who are ashamed, those who are not bold, those who will not take a stand, the cowardly and the unbelieving and abominable and murderers and immoral persons and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars, their part will be the lake in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. You know, there are many who profess a belief in God, but will not stand up for Jesus Christ because they're scared of what people are going to say and what people are going to do. And the writer of Hebrews alludes to what will happen to people like this when he says, "But we are not of those who shrink back to destruction, but those who have faith to the persevering of the soul," in Hebrews 10:39. There are those who make professions of faith, but then shrink back to destruction. They prove that there was nothing genuinely happening in their hearts in the first place. And then there are those who make professions of faith in Christ and persevere in faith and boldly stand for the truth. Which are you? Which one of those are you? If you think you're a Christian, but you're ashamed of Jesus Christ and his word, if you're cowardly about God and his kingdom, you're afraid to stand up for the truth, then you fear men more than you fear God. And you cannot have a reasonable expectation of going to heaven when you die. A true Christian, a true citizen of heaven, lives for Christ and follows his word no matter what the cost. And that's because they fear God more than they do man. Jesus said in Matthew 10:28, "Do not fear those who kill the body but are unable to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." You see, the person who fears God has nothing left to fear. They're free to pursue Christ with all their might. And that's what Leviticus sings about in their song, "Strive Forward."
Oh,
That was Sweden's metal band, Christian metal band, Leviticus, coming to you from the 1980s with Strive Forward. The Apostle Paul expressed his desire to strive forward after a more intimate knowledge of Jesus Christ. He said this in Philippians 3:10-14, "I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to obtain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I've already obtained all this or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and striving forward towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Now, what are you striving for? That's what Paul was striving for. Paul was wanting to pursue Christ with all his might and to know him more deeply. What are you striving for? You know, the reason why Paul wanted to do that was because of something he said earlier in chapter 3 of Philippians in verse 8. "More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I've suffered the loss of all things and count them but rubbish, so that I may gain Christ." You see, he viewed Christ as a greater treasure than anything else in this world. Is that the way you view Jesus Christ? As something so valuable that you would lose everything to gain it? I hope you do. deciphered down with Fight Like This. You know, he sang in that song, he talked about that he realized God was making something out of me. You know, when God gets a hold of a person, he gives them new desires, desires to know him, desires to live for him. God begins to change our moral character to reflect that of his son, Jesus Christ. Paul speaks about that in Romans 8, 28 and 29. He says this, "And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose. For those he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed into the image of his son." That means then that the Christian life is not only a fight with the world and trying to avoid the temptations and sin that's in the world. It's also a fight against your own heart. Your heart wants to walk in the old ways of the world, but God calls us to walk according to his ways in the Bible. Your flesh strongly desires to partake of the fleeting pleasures of the world, but the Spirit of God calls you to take delight in the glory of God, which is real and lasting pleasure. You know, Moses knew all about this. In Hebrews 11, 24, it says of Moses, it says, "By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God rather than enjoying the passing pleasures of sin, considering the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward." You see, Moses chose the heavenly treasure over earthly treasure. He chose heavenly pleasure over earthly pleasure. And because he knew it was a greater reward, he was looking. Think about all the access he had to, which Egypt at that time was one of the greatest nations on the earth, the wealthiest nations on the earth. He had, as a member of the royal family, access to anything he wanted. But he chose rather to go suffer with the people of God and rather than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. There is a passing pleasure to sin. Otherwise, we wouldn't be tempted to do it. If it didn't feel good, we wouldn't be tempted to do it. But the end of that sin is death. And that's what Christ said in John 10:10, that the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. But I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Which one are you believing right now? Are you believing the devil and going for sin? Or you believe Jesus Christ and are going to commit yourself to him?
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more. Don't know. On a stormy sea of moving emotions. don't you cry no more.
The Showdown with their take on Carry On My Wayward Son by Kansas. You know, that's one of my favorite Kansas songs. Kerry Livgren wrote that, and he wrote that in the middle of his spiritual quest. He was looking for the truth, and he was trying all kinds of different religions, and he just felt like he needed to keep on, and so he wrote the song Carry On My Wayward Son, and eventually Kerry Livgren came to know Christ as his Savior. Well, that's going to be it today. I'm going to play you out with Pillar, Stay Up, and before I do, I want to invite you to come out to church here in Sandpoint, Bible study at 10 o'clock Sunday morning, service at 11. I invite you to come out, and here's Pillar sending us out.
No doubt about it, no reason for you to pout about it. If you don't get it, then you probably live your life without it. So get out of here, take a second just to think it through. It's not a secret, you're on schedule for a Friday phone. But who knew the who's who or voodoo would be you? The day you get your burn adapted for a redo. Get up and get up, we never get down. Now we be seeking freaks out from the underground. Stay up and stay up, we never let down. We keep it rocking till you all come around now. Get up and get up, we never get down. Now we be seeking freaks out from the underground. Stay up, stay up, we never let down. We keep it rocking till you all come around. Come on. Ready or not, here we come, come to seek you out. Cause you can only hop for so long in the underground. Until you're found and you scream aloud in the crowd. That you're down and you never turn it back around. So slow down, the waves call the days of old. And get down with the freaks that'll live and fall. Stay up, we live a life of this is a mold. KJ, we get the freaks,
now
gotta
excuse
let
me
know.
And when I speak, it's for my freaks when I come for. And I get down. Jumping off the eighth floor. But what's he deadly for really? What you ashamed for? You the reason that he came for his blood for. So behold, he stands at the door but just knocks. Would you be standing at the door with the door locked? Two inches a short shot, that in a whole spot. A whole lot of y'all need to take heed. His words got me dropped.
Get up and get up, we never get down. Now we be seeking freaks out from the underground. Stay up and stay up, we never let down. We keep it rocking till you all come around now. Get up and get up, we never get down. Now we be seeking freaks out from the underground. Stay up, we never let down. We keep it rocking till you all come around. Come on.
I said, how long?